This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Dustin Huffman. Recent rains have helped improve conditions across parts of Iowa and the eastern Midwest, but not everybody has been so fortunate. Areas just off to our west continue battling worsening drought conditions after months of dryness. And USDA Chief Meteorologist Brad Rippey says much of the country is still dealing with drought levels approaching those seen in 2012. So is it time to push the panic button yet? We'll find out right after this.
Every county fair has that special person or family. They are there before the gates open and long after the lights go out, helping families with projects and pitching in wherever they're needed, never asking for recognition. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, along with Wiffles Hybrids, is honoring them with the Heart of the County Fair Award. Six winners will be recognized locally and at the Iowa State Fair with a plaque, cash prize, VIP passes, and food coupons. Don't delay. Nominations are due June 1st. Visit iowaagnet.com to nominate today.
USDA Chief Meteorologist Brad Rippey authors the weekly U.S. Drought Monitor and continues weather analysis to USDA's monthly WASDE report. He says the drought still covers nearly two-thirds of our country, even as some Midwestern conditions have improved this spring.
Talk about drought for a minute, since we've been talking about everything else. Current coverage on the latest U.S. Drought Monitor is 63%, just shy of, that is D1 to D4. If you throw in the abnormal dryness, that takes you over three-quarters of the country. Takes you to 77%. And that, you know, it's really interesting looking at this map, because if you kind of have an artist kind of carve out the Midwest there, you've done a pretty good job of cutting out all your non-drought areas. And it's a very, very sharp line as you head west into Nebraska, south into Arkansas. And so this was effective last Tuesday, and it does show you just the scope of the drought. As southern drought is significant, and the High Plains drought significant, also extending into parts of the west. There are only, well, let's look first at the change that we've seen since the beginning of the calendar year. It has gotten markedly drier in the southeast, markedly drier across that central Great Plains region, and we've seen worsening conditions in much of the west, some of that due to the low snowpack and the very, very warm March. Wetter conditions, though, in a lot of the Midwest, Missouri, all the way up into the Great Lakes, wetter in the Northeast. So we're starting to turn the corner in a few areas, but we still got almost two-thirds of the country to try to turn around here.
Rippey says that the current drought coverage is now nearing some of the highest levels seen since the U.S. Drought Monitor was created more than two decades ago.
Our current coverage, 62.78% of drought, has only been topped 12 weeks in U.S. Drought Monitor history. 11 of them were in 2012. The other was in 2022, one week in 2022. That's the only weeks that we've seen higher drought coverage based on the U.S. Drought Monitor since the beginning of the product in late 1999. So I did throw up a map in case you're trying to remember exactly how things looked in September of 2012 when that drought peak did almost two-thirds of the country. Obviously, it was right in the middle heart of the country, and it started to erode from the east at that point. But that's how it looked 14 years ago back in 2012.
Looking ahead, Rippey says forecasters are increasingly watching signs of a developing El Nino pattern in the Pacific Ocean that could eventually help ease drought conditions in many areas.
And so we are talking about El Nino returning, which ultimately should be good for drought easing across much of the United States. However, we are not into El Nino yet, and it will probably take several months before we realize any benefits from any future El Nino that does develop. So watching that El Nino zone in the central and eastern equatorial Pacific, the water is starting to warm, really getting warm along the South American coast. We've erased all that La Nina blue that we saw during the winter.
But Rippey says it'll be later this year before El Nino takes a hold, and the benefits may not help the 26th season. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.